Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. For God so loved the world that he gave. And that is why we come to empower ourselves to remind us of the prints of the nails in his hands. That was a demonstration of his love. For God so loved the world, the greatest power that exists on earth is the power of love. The greatest power that exists on earth is the power of love. He said, husbands, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, do what?
Love your wives.
Even as
Christ also loved the church.
And did what?
And gave himself for it, that he might sanctify.
He gave himself to die for his wife. He so loved the church. He so loved the church that he died. Love. To make you die for somebody that doesn't even know you. For somebody that hates you. For somebody that annoys you every day. And that is why I agree with William Branham when he made that statement. That one first evidence that you should know that you have the Holy Ghost is that you know somebody hates you. Even has the ability, if he has the opportunity to kill you, he will kill you. You know. He sees nothing good about you. He wishes you nothing but evil, evil. The normal thing is tit for tat. Hit me, I hit you. Directly or indirectly. Must respond. But you still find something inside of you loving the person. Despite that, he said that is number one evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Because it will take the Spirit of Christ for anybody to love somebody that hates him. It's the greatest power. The love of God for his people constrained him. He couldn't wait. He gave the only begotten Son he has. In fact, not that even gave, we now know that he himself is the one that came. Read them.
1 John 3:16.
Listen very well.
Hereby perceive we the love of God.
What is it?
Because he laid down his life for us.
That is it. It's God himself. Oh. It's not that he sent another person. Oh. He prepared a body for himself. I hope you know that this is not Olumide I'm seeing. Okay. This is the house of Olumide. Olumide is living in this house. I am living in this house. Some houses are bigger. It doesn't matter. House in a house. My father's house are many mansions. But it's a house. Somebody is living there. Praise the Lord. That's why it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle
were dissolved. He said this one, a house, earthly house of this tabernacle.
Were dissolved.
If it's dissolved.
We have a building of God.
Where is it dissolved? It's in the grave. It's in the grave. We have another house.
An house not made with hands.
It's not this one. It's not made with hands.
Eternal in the heavens.
So why do people bother with all the mansions that but the vanities of men are plenty. Plenty. Anyway, this is my temporary house. That's why we say this world is not my home. I'm only passing through. And this is the temporary house I have to pass through. I am a tenant here. I am a tenant here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. See the power of love. Brethren, there are two identifications of a disciple of Jesus Christ. Who is a disciple? What the meaning of disciple? A follower. A follower, a believer of someone, and is a follower. That's where a disciple is. We are disciples of Jesus Christ because we are followers of Jesus Christ. It's not following with leg. It's following with your mind, with your heart, with your spirit, with your understanding. Everything about you is him and him and him. You limit yourself. Your life is defined by him. You are his follower. Amen. Two identifications according to the Bible. Number one is John 8 verse 31. What did he say? John chapter 8 verse 31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him.
Listen.
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
So what is the identification of a disciple? Not start and stop. If you continue. You know why he said continue? Because they were seeing him physically. Very soon you will see him no more. But his words will be left behind. If you, everybody knows you are following me now, because anywhere I go, you follow me. Everybody knows I'm with you. But very soon, I'm going to leave my words with you. And the evidence that you are my disciple, because you told me in John chapter 6, when all the rest left, you said, won't you also go? What did you say? To whom shall we go? Read it for them.
John chapter 6, verse 67. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord. Okay, verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away?
Will you also go away because of the way I speak, the way I preach my sermon, because of the things I was saying? All others went out of 70 that were following me. Hey, River, you went everywhere and follow you. Follow, follow. How we follow Jesus. Everybody know why they follow. When he stopped and decided to give them the words, the message, the purpose for which he came, they all left, leaving only the 12 of them plus Judas among.
Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Where will we go?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
You have the words of eternal life. And so he's saying, those words, if you continue in them, it will be the identity, the evidence that you are my disciples. The second one is John chapter 13, and verse 34 and 35.
A new commandment I give unto
you. It's a commandment, because if you continue in my word, this is the commandment.
A new commandment I give unto you.
Yes.
That ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my
disciples. This is the second identification.
If ye have love one to another.
Again, verse 35.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If ye have love one to another.
If you have love one to another. And why is he talking about loving one another to be evidence that we are his disciples? It means there is a way we are loving each other that is exactly the way he loved us. The same way he loved us is the same way we are loving each other. If you do that, the same way I love you is the same way you are loving each other, then the whole world will know you are Christians. You are Christians. And how did he love us? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. What did he say?
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law.
You see, this is the law of Christ. We are to bear one another's bodies. And this is what Apostle Paul was re-emphasizing in the first four verses of Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15.
We then that are strong ought to bear with the infirmities of the weak.
That is the bearing one another's body, yes?
And not to please ourselves.
This is it. The identification of the disciples of Jesus Christ is not to please ourselves. You first before me. Go ahead.
Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself.
You see, that is it now. That is how Christ lived his life among us. He never lived a life pleasing himself. He lived a sacrificial life. Go ahead.
But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me.
Right, verse
for
4.
Whatsoever things were written aforetime,
you see,
we are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
How did he love us? The law of Christ is that we will bear one another's body. The spirit of Christ in you is not, is a selfless spirit. Me last, you first. That is the evidence that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. That is the evidence that you are a Christian. Love. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3 and verse 4. Read it up to verse 6 maybe.
And hereby we do know that we know him.
Eh?
Hereby we do
see know. Evidence that we know Jesus.
If we keep his commandments.
This is the evidence that we know him. If we keep God's commandments. Yes.
He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments.
Because love is a commandment of God. And you say you know him.
And keepeth not his commandments.
And you are not keeping his commandments.
He's a liar.
You're a liar.
And the truth is not in him.
Because the spirit of Christ is the spirit of truth. Go ahead.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we do know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him.
He that claimed that he abided in him.
Ought himself also to walk.
If you say he abided in you, then live a life that will reflect that he is truly dwelling in you. Verse 9.
He that saith he is in the light.
If you say you are in the light of the gospel.
And hateth his brother.
And you hate your brother.
Is in darkness even until now.
Until now, despite the tongue you are speaking, the deliverance you are conducting, the fasting you are fasting, the long prayers you make. Verse 10 and verse 11.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him.
Hallelujah.
But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes.
You say you know God, 1 John chapter 4. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have God dwelling in you. Verse 7.
Beloved,
keep reading it till I tell you to stop.
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God.
You see, the evidence that you are born again is that you live a life of bearing one another's burden. People's burden. That's the meaning of love. Go ahead.
Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love.
Yes.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
See? Read that verse again.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might
that live we through him. Might live through him. What does it mean to live through him? He had to die for his life to give us life. Read on.
Verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we loved God.
It's not that we love him, oh,
but that he loved us.
He is the one that loved us.
And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Uh-huh.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
I hope we are understanding how we should love each other now. Uh-huh.
No man has seen God at any time.
You see?
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his
Spirit. That is the evidence. Go ahead.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
I'm saving, I'm the evidence. Through what the Lord Jesus did on the cross on Calvary, yes?
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
Yes.
And we have known and
believed. This confession is not with mouth too. It's not with mouth too. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Therefore, God dwell in me. No, those motivational speakers, let them not twist it. They are deceiving you. Even devil, witches can say, I believe. Even Lucifer believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Confessing it is staying by him. Holding on to him. The life that you live, speaking of him, is the life that you live that confesses it. Go ahead.
And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love.
God is what?
Love.
If you love, you are displaying God. You have love, you have God. You have God, you have love. Amen. Not the love that boyfriend and girlfriend do. Not the love of a husband and wife. No. No. No, 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 no. Not that type of love. Not the love that you love me because you are receiving something from me or you are expecting something from me. The day I stop it, you hate me. No, no, not that one. It is God's kind of love is the love, hallelujah, that is displayed even upon those who don't love you. Okay. Love your enemies. Pray for them that despisefully use you. Me. Pray in the church here. If you raise that prayer point, you pray it alone. But if you say, let anybody that hate me die, everybody will pray. Imotayo, this year I must make it. There are some prayer we pray that is actually out of the spirit of hatred, not spirit of love. Carnal prayers. And if that is the only type of prayer that gets you into the spirit, you have a spirit of murder, not the Holy Ghost. Fire on.
Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us.
Uh-huh.
God is love.
It's love.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in
that
God.
That is nothing more. That nothing more. Uh-huh.
And God in him. Herein is our love made perfect.
Yes.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are
this
we.
This is what will give me boldness. When Jesus stand, I will go and stand with him. What is it?
Because as he is.
As he is.
So are we in this world.
Because this is exactly how. That is why I talk about confession. As he is. Because remember that our destiny should be conformed to the image of Christ. As he is. That is how we are here. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Go ahead.
There is no fear in love.
You see, now we are the boldness. Empowerment comes in. When you have love, you are empowered. No more fear.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
Amen.
Because fear
You know, there are people that go and sit, go to the village, and they will not drink water. They will not eat. They will start fasting until they come back. And to them, that is Christianity. It's fear. It's fear. The level you reach in your relationship with God, dwelling in love. There is nothing you do in love that can backfire against you. Because it is God, the Spirit of God in you doing it. Who can harm us if we be followers of that which is good? Peter says so. Love casted, read it again, away fear.
Verse 18, there is no fear in love.
No fear in love.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
It casts out fear.
Because fear hath torment.
Because you are not free. You are not free. There are Christians who, you know, even when they sleep, they don't sleep with two eyes closed. Everybody around you are watching to see whether you manifest any demonic thing. No, there's this house help we employed. When it's time to pray, I was looking at him. She doesn't close eyes when we are praying. I don't understand this driver that I just employed. When we travel like this, he'll be doing his head like this. He'll be doing his head like this. And the devil come to my house and stay. And the devil come to my house and stay. Pastor, do you know that I woke up, I saw dead rat in my house? My enemies have submitted. Everywhere. The boy woke up, and when I saw him, his eyes were red. I know it's the prayer that I prayed last night that was affecting him. Fear, 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 fear. Did you notice that when he shook my hand, he held it for a long time? I discovered that anytime Sydney wants to give me anything, he gives me with left hand. What type of life is that? I held the bottle of water. It became hot. I dropped it. Something is inside. But the person they drink ammo, when you carried it, hit where your hand affected it, and you say, so where is the joy of salvation? Can you live that type of life? That's why it's a battle, 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 battle from money as you enter the street. All you see among human beings is see the way they drive. See the way they drive. See the way they do this one. See the way you match break. See. From till you reach your destination. If I travel from here to the north, I know they sleep. I know they sleep. And what? fear is a torment. fear is a torment. You enter aeroplane. Where even the pilot is, you know, the CF, the lock door for the cockpit. Then you are sitting down here. In the plane. Hey! There is nothing you can do. No matter what happened to the plane, there is nothing you can do that will stop what wants to happen. You don't enter. You are not the driver. Then they disturb the driver when they get accidental. Why are you driving like that? Can I meet you? Match break. The man is confused. Fear. How can I have God and live a life of fear, 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 fear? Have you finished reading?
He that feareth is not made perfect.
Can you see? Go on.
Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us.
That is another reason we love him. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?
You see, this Bible is too much. See how it detects liars.
And this commandment have we from him.
Yes.
That he who loveth God, love his brother.
If
also.
You love God, it's a commandment. Love his brother. You must love your brother also. And the next chapter, the first two verses there.
Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Okay, now.
And everyone that loveth him that begat.
Can you see? Everyone that loves the Father. That is the meaning.
Loveth him also that is begotten of him.
He must love his son also.
By this we know that we love the children of God.
This is how we know that we love the children of God.
When we love God and keep his commandments.
If you love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3.
For this is the love of God. That we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not
grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I spoke to you about the power of love on several occasions in this ministry. And I don't know how many have caught it, especially we, the ministers, we, the gifted brethren, brothers and sisters, the power of love. I have found it. I have confirmed it. I have confirmed it. I'm a practical believer and I'm a student of the things of the Spirit. Because naturally I'm a curious person. I like to know. That's why I read. That's why I study. I'm not among those who study to pass exams. I don't study to come and preach. I study to know. What I know is what I share. And I know it not because I want to come and share, but so that I can apply it and live by it. Because I've always believed that nobody is going to heaven because of the office you occupy. No. Because of anything you do. It's more than that. And I try by all means, because this heaven, I don't want to miss it. I can't know what I know and end up in hell. Brother, I can't know what I know. If Satan charmed me for hell, oh man. And if before the rapture I can't die, then angels don't come cut in. My name is Moses. They must come. It's not by name. Oh. Catholics are changing your name. It's not by name. Oh. Amen. If Satan should see me, say I die, and Jesus not going to carry me, go keep where they keep his children. How many people don't enter prison here before? Nobody. Okay. Who will understand what I'm saying now? A visit. Now, let me tell you. Yeah, police cell is similar to, they call it in the prison, welcome cell. Jesus. Inside the prison yard, the first day you go in, those warders will not take you to the cell you belong yet. Because normally you will come when everywhere don't close. So there is a cell, they call it welcome cell. Then there are some Igbo smoking, red-eyed murderers that they know their case is death. And they are there, they have no hope, nothing more. Even the warders, they give them the bowl to smoke. They are the ones they use. There are two cells there. There is the punishment cell. And then there is the welcome cell. These are the people they put there. They're already mad. They are not normal. Okay, imagine they lock somebody, they don't release him. For 1 year, it's inside the place there. They give him food under there. Then anytime you come, say, what are you doing here? This is our president.
Come on, Domale, who tower? Come on,
Domale, you are in our kingdom. By the time they finish with you, they ask you your name, you will not remember. I can imagine the welcome cell of Satan. Hey. God, let me go through the prison yard to understand how the prison was that made Jesus to go down to the hell to bring out his own. The torment they were facing there left the rest there. How can I know this and play with my eternal destination? How can I know this and miss this rapture? How can I know this and play religion? I study to practice what I read. How does it profit me if I don't apply what I read here? I will be like a medical doctor that knows everything about the anatomy of man, and he is a smoker, chain smoker. How has your knowledge of medical science helped you? Since you know that you are taking poison into your body, you know you will die. They train you so that you will know this thing to stop people from you yourself. You are taking poison into your body. So how has the knowledge of medical science helped you? Some of them spent 8 years to become medical doctor, the toughest course in the university. It's medical science. Medicine. The toughest job on earth is ministry work, facing demons every day for years, since 1998 at the church. Then after all this, I'm telling them about heaven, telling them about demon, telling them about life, the safe country far beyond the stars. This world is not my home. And then, only to find out I was an Agbero. Telling people to enter, then give me commission. Somebody says, Zufakba. God forbid. God forbid. So when I tell you there is a power in love, I am not being theological, neither am I being motivational, I'm not being rhetoric, I am being factual because I have confirmed it. Now the power to cast out the demons, to do deliverance. Yes, a man that lives a life of fasting takes you to a realm where you easily enter and chase them. But there is a higher power than fasting. It is love. It is love. And I said, I confirmed it. When I gave my life to Christ, I've shared this several times in case you're hearing me for the first time. I didn't know that some things that were around me, I mean, spiritually speaking, it was a gift. I thought it is what was applicable to all Christians. He said, "This sign shall follow them that believe." And I know they said they will lay hand on the sick shall recover. So I thought every Christian will lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. I thought so. I thought every Christian, because when I sleep, I dream, and when I wake up, come to pass exactly. So I thought every Christian will dream like that. You know, remember that it was inside prison yard, so I had not met with Christians outside the prison yard. And we were having fellowship every day. We saw the reality of God. I even rose to become the pastor of the church. I saw the practicality of this scripture. I was preaching. My preaching was not to bring people to become my church members, because we were not collecting offering or tithe there. I was preaching to let the people get saved. I knew where I was. I knew the life that I lived. That it was all vanity. How are we, these people, we know what I now know? What was pushing me to a sinner to do everything to get him saved? It was not to become my church member. It was something was constraining me to do it. It was God's love. God does not desire that people should go to hell. If you have that spirit, you will not be happy that anybody is going to hell. My Muslim brothers and sisters in my family, and God knows, and those who are Christians who don't know what I know, still blind, but going to church as a religion, I have them as a prayer list. Father, save them. While I know that those to be saved are known already from the foundation of the world, that my prayer will not save anybody. But love of God constrains me. That's the power of love. I can't stop it. And see the way I rejoice when under my watch somebody receives the Holy Ghost. It's a confirmation. And so inside the prison yard, I've shared this with you before. The most horrible place is Nigerian prison. Oh. Of course. You know. And this is where you really see the love of God. That was what you call privileged prisoner. I was a privileged prisoner. All these things they go through, I didn't go through. All this welcome cell, blah, blah, blah. Yes, of course, they kept me somewhere, but the warder opened the room there and told them there. He said, this one, oh, the VIP, no touch him. If not touch, I will remove all of you from here. So they respected me. They said, okay, okay, okay. Find us something. And they left me. And while they keep people in a room that should contain maybe 30 people, they keep 150 people there. I didn't suffer that. It was only me in my room with two prisoners that were serving me. Cleaning me, self-contained with my toilet and everything. Praise the Lord. And I didn't pay anything for it. They knew this was an officer, so. And, amen. And that's where I was. I never ate their food one day. My family, my wife was bringing food to me every day. And they don't allow that. You only visit once in a week. Only on Sundays. Visiting day. But not to me. Every day. I had access to the phone in the controller's office. I'll sit down there and call my family. We talk. I had great privilege. In fact, I was told, if you wanted to go home, just make sure you come back before 6 p.m. But I told them, no, the people that kept me here, it's not because I'm a criminal. I'm popular. If they see me, you people are finished. Praise the Lord. Despite that, I didn't stay in my comfort zone. I will go out and go to these prison cells. Through their iron bars and be preaching to them and be talking to them. They have minutes, I think whether it's 1 hour or so in a day, they used to open them to come and have some song. And they push them back. During that period, that's when I will go. But I discovered that everyone I prayed for received healing. Including those who will tell me, Pastor, For 6 years I'm here, nobody has visited me. You know, the parents, either they are not aware they are there, or you are too bad, they will not visit. And I will pray with them. And the next thing, the next Sunday, they are coming to ask them. They will say, who is Onye? I didn't say Jaka. I only say Onye. If you hear your name, they are calling you on a visit today. Hey, it's like heaven came down. You see, other prisoners will be envying you. Hey, you get visitor. It's because you are going to come with some bag, with some food item, bread, and the rest. When I pray, I repeat, every single one. There is a cell then. I don't know whether it is still there. Remember that I left that place 1990 October. So how it is now, I don't know. If your case is so bad just before you die, there is another cell. They will transfer you there. So if you open, you go there, you will see them in different conditions, just waiting to give up. And they said the cost to the prison here is one blanket. And they were used to cover you. So while I was there, almost every day, they're taking dead bodies out at a particular period. And one day, I said, this should stop. I called two of my prayer partners. We did 3 days dry fasting. Then I went to the warders. I said, they should open that cell. I want to go and pray that place. They opened the cell and I marched around and I said, no more death. Nobody will die here again. We prayed and prayed and prayed. They finished. They came out. They locked the door. We forgot. Do what you want to do and go your way. I remember very well, about some few months after, maybe 3 months or so, I remember very well, in front, you know, it's a yard. In front of the cell, I think maybe the controller there was going to do inspection. So he was on his way that way. Then I met him on the way. And then we stopped and we were chatting. Then suddenly the chief warder came and he pointed, come, what is happening? For the past 3 months, nobody has died in this place. Then I remembered. I said, yeah, we prayed. We prayed, yeah, 3 months ago. He said, nobody has died. Then he said, all glory to God. He said, all glory to God. Inside of me, I was saying, he walked. I was trying to leave him quickly so that I would go to my prayer partner to tell him. And when he finished, I said, so, okay, it's okay. We'll see later. He said, okay, bye-bye. I ran to look for him. I said, that prayer worked. Nobody died. 3 months, no single person died. The power of love. I thought every Christian has the ability to pray the same prayer and it will go. Everyone, I remembered one particular man, I think that man must be from Niger or so. Old man, rapist, scales all over his body. Flies were perching on him. They brought him out for sun to touch him before they would take him inside. No, they carry him. He was sitting down there and being just waiting to die. And I came to him. There was a feeling I had. I couldn't know where to place my hand. He was certainly a Muslim. And I closed my eye. They say, lay hand. Remember, I was a baby Christian. They say, lay hand. I must lay hand. I placed my hand. Not the skin, it's shiny. Placed my hand. And just simple, less than 1 minute prayer. Father, show him mercy. Let him not die, Lord. Father, show him mercy. He has suffered for whatever he did. Now show him mercy. You know, I prayed that prayer and tears came out of my eyes. And I walked away. For God, I left him. It was 1 month, I remember, almost 1 month, a few weeks after, that my boy in the prison yard, you know, called me and said, see that man you prayed for, see him now in the stand there, so, in front of the clinic. He stood there, no single scale. He was standing on his own. I said, yes, so he's the one. I ran to him. And he was saying that he has been looking for me. He was speaking in Hausa. That he has been looking for me. That after that day that I prayed for him, something was moving in his body. Something was moving in his body. I did my own and I walked. It was too pathetic for me to even turn and look a second time. I'm talking of, I think the day I saw him, he was eating, orange peel. That is, somebody ate orange. Peel orange and threw it away. So he picked it, he was eating it. You don't know what people go through. You know, I think now they've tried to reform those systems. Because I saw some fine building inside prison yard now. But at our own time, I said, if there is any hell other than this, the first day I enter, I said, nah, hell with this. No any hell anywhere else. This is the hell these Christians are talking about. Church, until I came across the sermon that William Branham preached that he titled The 11th Commandment, where he stressed the power of love years after. It was then I understood that I thought it was an anointing, because later on I say I'm anointed now. I thought it is a gift, healing gift. Brethren, I discovered that you can have a healing gift and pray for somebody who is sick and it will not work.
I confirm the power of love through the prayer I made for a Muslim man that I love so much.
There is a feeling. It's more than compassion, brother. It's more than compassion. It just come upon you when you see the problem of a fellow human being that's standing before you. There is a feeling you have in that estate. Any prayer you offer is automatic. You don't feel sensation. You can feel sensation. You can say, oh, I know I'm praying now. Oh, you can feel that. But this is a constraining, compelling feeling. And so William Branham summarized it this way, where he said that you have to get into the feeling of the person before you can get the result. If you don't get into the feeling of the person that you are praying for, you will never succeed. That prayer will not work. I was very, very anointed. Because anybody that is sick, I pray to go. Until I read that sermon, then I understood the power of love. That anybody at all can pray for a sick person if you have love in you. I'm talking of the love of God. And that is exactly what Apostle Paul was breaking down in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I love the way he ended it up in verse 13, but read it from verse 1.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, and though I have the gift of prophecy...
Please, so that they will understand charity. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Read it from verse 4.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding
grace. Okay, read it so that they understand why he said that from verse 1. Why he made that statement in verse 4.
Simon Peter.
Listen.
A servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To them that have obtained like precious faith with us.
Yes.
Through the righteousness of God and yes. Our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Eh? Again, grace.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto
abundant
you.
Grace be multiplied to you, and it is only going to be multiplied unto you through a knowledge. The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That is where grace is multiplied. And that's all we're trying to make you understand, even in our exhortations every day. Go ahead.
According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Uh-huh.
Through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue.
Knowledge. Uh-huh.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
For what?
That by this he may be partakers of the divine nature.
So that we
nature.
Can be partakers of the divine nature. Divine nature. We should be partaker of the divine nature. Uh-huh.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Now, hear the way he put it now from verse 5.
And beside this, giving all diligence.
Give all diligence. Work it out. Work it out.
Add to your faith virtue.
See the way the statue of perfection. Remember that Matthew 5:48 says, be ye perfect, even as your Heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. Maturity. Christian maturity. Before you are adopted. Before you are adopted. Before you are given the hear ye him anointing. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. When you speak, heaven has spoken. You must grow to this level. Add to your faith virtue.
And to virtue knowledge.
Add to virtue, grow up to knowledge.
And to knowledge temperance. And to temperance patience.
Mm-hmm.
And to patience godliness.
Uh-huh.
And to godliness brotherly kindness.
Now, these last two stages. I've explained it here before. There is godliness, of course, is God consciousness that leads you to live a holy life. Then, cap it up with brotherly kindness. And add brotherly kindness to brotherly kindness what?
Charity.
Charity. And he went further. Read it.
For if these things be in you and abound,
yes,
they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord
in
Jesus
In the knowledge...
Christ.
Because the knowledge of Christ is supposed to produce something. You will not be barren of that expectation. But if these things are in you. Now I know my time is gone, but I wish I can take another 5 minutes to explain this. Let somebody catch it. He said, you know, after it says you add brotherly kindness. What is the difference between brotherly kindness and charity? I've explained it here in one of our communion services. Why do you love your sister Joy? Charity. Her name is Charity. Or Comfort. Your sister's name is Comfort. Charity. I thought you have another Comfort. Charity. That's her name. Now, you have the love, you love your husband.
Yes, sir.
Because he's your husband.
Yes, sir.
There is a love, you love your sister.
Yes, sir.
What's your brother's name again?
Solomon.
There is the love, you love Solomon. Why do you love him? The answer is simply because now your papa became, nothing more. The only reason you love him is because now your papa became. He is your brother. That is why you love him different from your neighbor. Now, as Christians also, brotherly kindness is the love you give somebody because he's a Christian brother. You do it because he's a Christian brother. That is brotherly kindness. Then you now have a charity. So, there is another love that goes beyond brotherly kindness. It is unconditional love. Charity. loving you, not because I want anything from you. Loving you because you're a creature of God. One. Loving you, it is the type of love you have, whether you like me or you don't like me. I found out I cannot hate you. If you have problem, I'm in position to help you. I will still help you. Whether you say thank you or not, I will still do it if I'm in position to do it. It is called charity. While we were yet sinners, offending him up and down, he died for us. This is the level, these last two levels is the level that Christians are not yet able to easily attain. And yet, this is where the power is. If I love you, amen, there is the power of love. If two of us agree concerning anything, it will be done. You see the power? And that is why Satan comes into a church and brings hatred among brethren. So that you stay here, do vigil, you are wasting your time. He knows that principle. But when I love you, you soon discover that I begin to feel your feeling. You feel my feeling. We are connected in a web. That before anything happens to you, I will see it in a dream. We are connected in a web that keeps us together. That web is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit of God. And so, you discover that we must move to that level where you have the love of God. If not, the power that we have, we will misuse it. A stage where you it's not you making it up. Oh, it's not you making it up. It consumes you. When I say some of these things, I don't want to be misunderstood. I have no reason to kill any creature until there is a reason. I can't kill any creature. I can't. If I kill it, it's in self-defense. I drive the mosquito. You see, they come. I drive the mosquito. You see, they come. And meanwhile, you carry malaria. So I'll defend myself. In self-defense. But not that you see mosquito somewhere. You say, hey! It's not self-defense. It didn't attack you. It didn't attack you. No, it didn't attack you. Now, you see canal people. Now, this is what I will do. I will open the window and drive it out. This is what I do. Sometimes when you see me talking to some of these things, you think I'm talking to a human being. I enter the room and then I'm seeing rats. Chuka, 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 chuka. And I say, if they see you here, Lord, you will die. What do you carry in the call room here? Then I will open somewhere and then be chasing it until the thing go out. I say, your blood, no good in my hand. They go. I close it again. Not because I want to look holy. It's just part of me. It's just part of me. And that is why, if I do that to animals, how do you think I'll do it to fellow human beings or a Christian? Can never be wicked to any human being. I can never be wicked to any human being. I can never. It's not in me. I am converted. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. And I have evidence to prove it. So what did he say? So that you now see that this is the realm we are all to operate. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, so that you understand what Apostle Paul is teaching there, all of us, that say God is using me. I'm a prophet born to prophesy. I am this, I am that. Hear it.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as
I hope that you will now understand this idea of you people say, daddy come, now you go feel handle this case. You can, if you understand that now, there's nothing like that. This your case needs a higher anointing. What you're actually saying is, this your case needs somebody who has God's love. Have God's love. So if you come and say, this your case, I'll take you to a higher anointing. Higher anointing is not defined by the office I occupy in the church. Higher anointing is defined by the spirit that is in me. And the highest anointing is love. And any of you can operate it. Any of you, any Christian can operate it. I was not a pastor when I was operating it. And I caught that, and that is the same thing I am still using till today. No sensation. Nothing. Just let me hear it. If it's a serious case, not to say I never chopped since yesterday. That's not this. It's a common problem in Nigeria. So there's nothing unique about your own. But to see somebody narrate something that you believe to be true and shows you evidence. Somebody who had money before. Somebody who had money before and suddenly crashes. Do you know it can lead the person to depression? And I know it because I had money before. And I know what I went through when I had to beg to survive. So when such a person comes, and I tell you, I understand. The people don't, they think I'm speaking grammar. When I talk, he said, daddy, you will not. I say, I understand. You want a woman who will come with me and say she has spent 10 years in a marriage and he never born picking. And the man where he married a Igbo man from Imo. Hey. 10 years, you never born. Now the relation will come chase you away from the house. Sorry, I say, Imo. Now only that area I know for Igbo land. Then you see that, knowing that I have gone through it before. Imagine how, if I'm praying for that woman, looking for fruit of the womb. Imagine how I pray that prayer. That is what I'm telling. And people will think it's the grace he has. There is no grace, special grace for that. It is love. Thank you very much. I'm not stingy with the truth. It is the perfect truth. It's the perfect truth. I'm not a preacher that hypes himself. No. I am to go like Joshua Caleb to the promised land. See the evidence and come and tell you it is possible. This is all I share with you. You shall receive power. Then you can be witnesses. How can I witness what I have not experienced? There is power in love. There is power in love. There is power in love. That is what makes you to give. That is what makes you to give. I said last week, Thursday. Okay, to even tell you that, because the same woman stood before me today and she had to let me know she's the one that came last week. I didn't even recognize her because I don't know how she looks like. But she was sharing testimony with me. How? That's not what she came for. It was a different thing she came for. That's the reason they came for prayer today. Sharing the frustration she went through and how her husband gave her 100,000 naira to do business. And then she lost by mistake 45,000 naira. So the capital is finished. So nothing to do anymore. You could see her looking very miserable. She said she's still scared. She doesn't want her husband to know. If her husband knows she lost this 45,000, she's finished. I said, the rest will remain. I said, remain where? How much remain to do it? You could see, you know, it's like, that's not what brought me here. But you can see the pain. 45,000 naira. So if you get 45,000 naira now, you know, she was still shaving it away because that's not the reason she came. And I said, okay, wait. I brought out my phone and I transferred. When I say I have just transferred, she gave me the details, of course. 100,000. Hey! Pastor! She left her seat and knelt down. 100,000 naira. Solve a very serious problem. What made me to give that money? Somebody, I think even after the prayer, now I can't recognize her. I pray for so many people today, so I can't even recognize her. When she stood, she reminded me she's the one that came. So, oh. Then I whispered to her, you're the one that collected my 100,000. Then she started laughing. Praise the Lord. What made me do it? Before the demolition, I remember when my office was there. When one young man came and said that he came for counseling, he said for 1 week, 3 weeks, sorry, he ran away from his house because of somebody, people where they owe, whether microfinance or something like that. He said they carry police, they carry everybody, they've been disturbing him. So he had to run. No, he left his home. And how much? He said 40,000 naira. At that time. Yes. So I said, so all your problem now, if you have 40,000, you'll be able to go back home and meet with your family. You imagine how that young man was feeling. And I brought out a checkbook and I wrote, then, you know, we're not doing this transfer. I wrote the check, 40,000. I said, take, go and pay the money and go back home. Hey! He knelt down. Till now, I don't know how he looks like. Maybe he started coming to this church. I may not know. But so when I did it, then I had peace within me. That's what I'm saying. There is an entire message pastor that we used to be very close. They're among those that were going everywhere and saying I was occultic. That TB Joshua gave me power, celebrate him in a coffin, and all the power I used this to watch people. They, you know, very horrible things. Years after, he found himself here, wanted to see me, and started telling me the problem. Ministry crash. Everything gone. Everything gone. And he cannot pay his house rent. The landlord, he has to pretend he traveled so that he can have some peace. He says, you see me, so I'm in Baghdad. My wife is, my family, they are somewhere. So that the landlord, they'll keep saying he traveled. He will soon come back. I asked him, so how much is the rent? This was somebody who had finished me. I imagined how this man would be feeling. If you see him dried up, he don't do dry fasting, tired. Inside of me, I would say, now blasphemy, they pay for. That's the truth. To call Holy Ghost, devil, you are finished. I remember very well. He has this problem, he has this problem. You have this problem, you have this problem, you have this problem. The first one, at least have peace, have where to sleep first. Let's settle your house rent. The house rent you owe is 800,000 naira. He said, but I said, but if you give any landlord half, he will allow you now. He said, ah, if I give a half, the man will not go disturb me again now. I gave him a check of 400,000 naira. Go. He looked at me. When I told one pastor, I shared with one pastor. He told another pastor. The pastor called me and said, is it true? So person visited you? He said, yes. He came for a sister. You gave him the money. I said, yes, I gave him. He said, ah, if I had known. He said, eating that money, he said he has eaten judgment upon himself. He said, I know what this man was saying in places. Another pastor was telling me. And I said, forget it, the man is in need. What will make me give somebody my personal 400,000 naira. His love that constrained me. It's not me. It's the love of God. Every human being will see opportunity to ridicule that person. Praise the Lord. And every opportunity I have to display that, not for any reason, I have done it. And of course, I will not share with anybody. It's because he was known to be doing so. That's why I shared it with a close pastor. In fact, he's listening to me now, maybe, Pastor Weston. He was the one I said, do you know this person came? So he too told another person. That's why the person called me. Usually, I don't even tell anybody. It's between me and God. I'm happy that the problem is solved. That's important. That is the power of love. In this period, we must be empowered. Empowered with love. The power to succeed this year is embedded in the love of God. Abundant grace flows in an atmosphere of love. There's no time for us to read the whole of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But the last verse there, what did he say? What did he say?
And now abideth faith, hope, charity.
Again, again, again.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity.
But
these three. But the greatest of these
is what?
Charity.
Colossians 3:14. Colossians 3:14. Colossians 3:14.
And above all these things.
Above all these things.
Put on charity.
Charity.
Which is the bond of perfection.
Evidence that you are now matured is display of God's love. Charity. Can we stand up? Some people stop listening to me since. Some people stop listening to me since. Once it's 6 o'clock, is it not 6 to 6? Line by line. Feel my way every day with love.